It is a gift granted to few. You, boy, she said suddenly to Neville, who almost toppled off his puff, is your grandmother well?
I think so, said Neville, tremulously.
I wouldn't be so sure if I were you, dear, said Professor Trelawney, the firelight glinting on her long emerald earrings. Neville gulped. Professor Trelawney continued placidly. We will be covering the basic methods of divination this year. The first term will be devoted to reading the tea leaves. Next term we shall progress to palmistry. By the way, my dear, she shot suddenly at Parvati Patil, beware a red-haired man. Parvati gave a startled look at Ron, who was right behind her, and edged her chair away from him. In the summer term, Professor Trelawney went on, we shall progress to the crystal ball, if we have finished with fire omens, that is. Unfortunately, classes will be disrupted in February by a nasty bout of flu. I myself will lose my voice, and around Easter one of our number will leave us for ever. A very tense silence followed this pronouncement, but Professor Trelawney seemed unaware of it.